Off the Ball, GAA.
The story out there was that they were the tough team, Tipperary. They were the team all the steel, because we were kind of the aristocrats, the team with all the skill.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Ciara Grant is with us now. Ciara, good evening to you.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Taking up Scarlett's point there, I thought it was like a reasonably dominant performance overall. Again, picking up the 6 points is all that really matters across these two after what happened in Slovenia. But what's your overall feeling about the Ireland performance we've just watched at Tala?
Yeah, I think just first and foremost is getting the 6 points. But I think the girls are going to be disappointed. I think, you know, we've dropped down to the B League now and we want to be dominating these games. Coming off the back on Friday too, I think 2-1, nobody really would have expected that result. We probably would have wanted to push on and dominate from the first whistle. We only scored 2 goals from set pieces. We had very, very few, if any, really clear-cut chances from play. I thought we were sloppy at times in terms of execution in the final third, maybe just lacking that last final pass. And then maybe did we get a wee bit lackadaisy at times and let Greece get back into the game? We made some, a few forced errors in possession that gave them a few little snippet of chances. So I think the girls will be disappointed. I think you could see Carla down the pitch there trying to talk to them afterwards. So probably stating that things aren't good enough, but they're getting there. It sounded like Aoife Mannion talked about they worked on set pieces during the week. So to get two is great. But I do think they will be disappointed.
Yeah, like again, it comes back to in the second half particularly, Megan Campbell's long throws were causing quite a problem for Greece. I'm sure they would have probably scouted that given, you know, the weapon they've been before. But that was probably the best threat that Ireland carried in the second half, was actually when she was lumping the ball in.
Yeah, I think so. And I think this is the thing. We want to be dominating these teams. And, you know, the 1-0 against Turkey, the loss against Slovenia, great game on Friday night. I think the girls probably wanted to push on from there. So this is almost a little bit of a step back again. There was moments of some lovely plays, some lovely movements. I thought Marisha Shiva was great coming down, getting on the ball. But when she does that, we need more people then. If we're getting the ball out wide, we need more people in the box. If we're playing a 4-3-3, we can't have balls come in the box and it only be an Amber in there. We need more players getting in. So there's a few players who've changed positions, so maybe just going to take some time to get used to that. A lot of youth on the pitch today too, but I do think it's, you know, we need players stepping up now when we don't have the likes of Katie, Ruscha starting, Kira Caruso out, you know, especially against opposition like Greece that we would expect to dominate and win well.
Kira Caruso spoke very openly last week about the fact that it's difficult when it's a work in progress and you're also in the middle of a competitive campaign as they are in the Nations League currently. So she was accepting that in the Slovenia game she gets shifted into a role that she doesn't play a huge amount, plays a bit of club, but at international level she tended to be through the middle. She was kind of accepting of the fact that Carla Ward is trying to change the philosophy and maybe look at players in other positions. And maybe, does that explain some of the disjointed nature of these first three performances?
Perhaps, and I think it is hard at international level, but this is the challenge that every country have. You have such a short time frame when new managers come in to try and implement changes, to work on it. You are in the middle of competitive fixtures, so maybe over the summer, I know we're playing the States twice, but those will be time and maybe extended camps that Carla can really get to work with the players, see what positions players work best in and how they're going to suit her system and her style of play. But I do think we had a lot of creative players on the pitch, a lot of attacking players on the pitch, and to not really create many chances from open play is going to be disappointing for the girls.
Stay with us, Ciara, because you may have heard Keith Tracy giving a massive celebration to my left here in the studio. Now are you starting to believe that Arsenal can get into the semi-finals?
I'm just about starting to believe now. Yeah, Arsenal have scored again. It's a wonderful goal from Mikel Merino, and again Declan Rice is at the heart of it, picks up the ball in the middle of the pitch, drives into the 18 yard box, and he just offloads the ball to Lewis Skelly drives into the 18 yard box, nobody from a Real Madrid persuasion coming and engaging, and he just plays a sidewards pass to Merino and he sweeps it home with his left foot. I was a little bit nervous that maybe Trossard was offside in the build up, but the goal's been given and Arsenal 3-0 up with 14 minutes to go.
You were starting to get worried. You thought VAR were having a look at it there for a second, and it seems fine.
Yeah, it seems fine. Even if it's not fine, the game has gone on. So I don't even care anymore. I did think Trossard might have been offside, just having the benefit of the one replay. But 3-0 up with 13 minutes to go. And to be fair, I don't think it's been a smash and grab. I think Arsenal have deserved it. They've been really, really good tonight.
Yeah, just before we go off this, he whips that ball beautifully as well. We talked about him being, you know, a potential player to get the ball up to. But he actually makes a run, you know, from a midfield attacking role, gets himself into a position and he's absolutely smashed that past Courtois into the corner.
Yeah, it's a brilliant ball from Lewis Skelly because he understands that Moreno will want to hit it first time, so the way to pass into him is brilliant. The Moreno uses the pace on the pass and just sweeps it home into the corner, just like a passing finish. Really, really good. And 3-0 up, it's almost dreamland from an Arsenal point of view.
Yeah, Kira, what I think is going to be a challenge for those games in the summer and even for the next set of matches in this series is just finding out who's going to lead the line for the Republic of Ireland. So Saoirse Noonan kind of backing out of the cold after a couple of years, but she's been banging them in for Celtic this year. Lucy Quinn had a while up front today as well. Like, is there any clear front runner for you for Ireland's starting number nine, if we want to look at the position as that?
I think it really depends on the opposition at times because, you know, Amrabat is brilliant to run in behind. She showed it today. She was on the front foot from the get-go. I thought she actually had a really good game and was probably our biggest threat going forward. But then you have the likes of Kira Karusek, who can hold the ball up, play those short passes, you know, bring players into the game with her. I don't know who's going to be the front runner, but I think now that we have several options, Saoirse Noonan is having a great season with Celtic. You know, and I think he came in tonight and again created, you know, two or three different chances, linked play well, held the ball up. So she shows that she can also play different styles. But I think it was more maybe the players around the strikers. I think we need a little bit more dynamic movement from either, you know, if we're playing three up top, when the ball's coming in from the right-hand side, we need that left-sided player getting in the box alongside at least one other midfielder. I think that needs to be in people's mind. If we're bouncing the ball in to play it out wide, to whip it in behind, we can't just have one striker, lone striker in the box. You know, yes, okay, maybe if we're playing our old defensive 5-4-1 style, but not when we're playing attacking 4-3-3.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Did it set an unfair expectation a little bit given how easy League B was the last time? Ireland were handing out hammerings to Hungary and to Northern Ireland and very easily winning those games. Is the standard of opposition this time round, like Slovenia looked quite good in that away game, even though Ireland played right into their hands, Turkey were okay, and obviously we've seen what Greece have been like now over the two games. Are Ireland playing a better standard of opposition this time round, or has Ireland's level dropped a little bit as well?
I think it's opposition. I think, you know, across the globe now at this stage, women's football is really on the rise. So that means all the countries that were probably a good bit below us are catching up with us. So it's on us too then to take the step. And yeah, we can talk about new players coming in, a bit of a transition with a new manager. But these are games we should still be dominating, not just on paper, for player to player, squad to squad. We still need to be dominating in League B, you know, with all aspirations of trying to get back up to League A.
How much was Katie McCabe missed? I'm sure Arsenal were probably happy enough she got a rest as a result of the suspension with the games that they have coming up over the next while. But how much was her influence missed there tonight?
Look, I think a lot of the girls stepped up. Denise O'Sullivan, you know, she's incredible. You probably don't see it, but on the pitch, she's always talking, always encouraging. And I think she definitely would have brought people into the game today. I thought Megan Campbell had a great game on the left. I think, you know, yes, okay, maybe one or two final balls, but she was on the front foot. She was charging at people. She was slipping balls down the line. And then her set pieces and her throw-ins are obviously a huge asset. But it's the best game of football I've seen Megan play in a long time. And I think that's credit to her. She's playing really well for club at the moment. And look, Katie's a massive player for the team. We all know that. But there are going to be games going forward where she might need to be rested and other players will need to step up and fill the gap for her.
One last question. We're still waiting for some clarification around this administrative error, which meant that Heather Payne wasn't going to play. Like, I could only assume earlier on it was a case of she was injured for the away game in Crete and maybe wasn't re-registered before this fixture, and that must be the reason why, because all indications seem to be that Heather Payne was coming back in to play tonight.
Yeah, and look, I don't know what's going on there. If it is an admin error, it's not really good enough at this level, but I honestly am not quite sure what happened there. I'm sure Heather will be very disappointed to not be able to be in the squad because of it.
Yeah, bizarre reason not to be able to play. Yeah. All right, Kira, thanks a million for joining us.
Not at all, guys. Thank you.
Arsenal still leading at the moment in the Champions League, the first leg of that quarterfinal by 3-0. And Inter lead on the road against Bayern Munich by 1-0. Full-time in the League of Ireland First Division tonight, Wexford have scored 2 late goals to beat Longford by 3-1. We'll take a short break, watching the end of this Madrid game against Arsenal with Keith Tracy. We'll come back in a sec.
Football on Off the Ball.
With William Hill, you can boost your winnings on every game with new Bet Builder Extra. Only with William Hill. Download the app today. 18 plus gamblingcare.ie.
This is News Talk.